I'm going to go ahead and put you up already. And so.
You're listening to The Jim Price Show.
My name is Logan, and I'm listening to The Jim Price Show.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. I do appreciate you guys all tuning in. It is June 20th. January 20th. It's a Thursday, 2022. So I do appreciate you guys all tuning in. My voice is recovering. I know it sounds a little bit off, but actually yesterday was worse. You guys heard me yesterday. And with the firefighters that were going to the Capitol, to the foreign country called Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. But they will be there this weekend at the Capitol steps to talk about the tyranny and the mask and the jab mandates there. So I've already got myself a split screen with Maria Zach, and she's been a guest here before. And she comes in with a lot of credentials that a lot of people just seem to want to blaze right by. I think sometimes we get so used to something being there, we don't realize how specific or how specialized some people are in the things that they've done in their life. So, Maria Zach, real quick, tell us a little bit about yourself, where we can find you, and then we'll start the interview from there.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. It's so great to have met you in Arizona in person, not just be on your show. So it was a privilege.
Yeah, it was.
I can tell you that our organization is nationsinaction.org, and we are the organization that has uncovered the who, what, when, where, and why of the election theft of 2020, which then rolled into how the shadow government was overseeing the theft of the election. And also the people involved with the shadow government were the same entities pushing and promoting the use of weaponized attacks with COVID and the vaccine. So all three investigations have now ensued at Nations in Action. And our background, we are an eclectic mix from legal to government affairs operatives to PR and crisis management experts. So we have a very unique talent set, one that is needed to understand government affairs. And certainly with my 30 years in corporate government affairs with some of the biggest corporations in the world, we have seen a lot in our time. And I can tell you, Jim, I still was shocked to learn what I have seen today, where the shadow government runs the United States government, because the coup d'etat took place exactly 1 year ago today, the takedown of America with the swearing in of Joe Biden. And that theft of that election was culminated through the use of the United States government coordinating with Leonardo SPA, an American funded Italian defense contracting firm. Right. And the EU commander, General Graziano, was involved, as well as Stefano Serafini from the United States State Department. So many investigations need to take place. Now that America has fallen, it's going to be hard to get those investigations. The Republicans and Democrats are both involved. There is great, great problems with the deep state that is underneath the shadow government. The military industrial complex is involved. And they culminated, unfortunately, under one umbrella for this effort.
Right. And that's the part where I don't think a lot of people seem to figure this out. They want to go like, well, you know, I can see there's some problems. And well, you know, and they act like this is just something that we just had a problem around 2020. Like there's just maybe they had this issue just then. And I have talked to Dr. Douglas about this. I've talked to others about this. I had looked at my election. I've looked at, you know, the Marshals Department. This is funny. The U.S. Marshals talked to me. They're like, yeah, we could see where they stole your election. We've turned it to the Department of Justice. What? Wait, you turned this into the Department of Justice? Yeah, we turned it in. Why aren't they picking it up? Well, they said they were busy. So the problem is that we have people who have turned in evidence, have turned in cases, have talked about this for decades. We have Democrats on record on the House floor, the Senate chamber, all this different stuff, talking about the steal, the manipulation, the movement of this and that. They told us exactly how they're doing this. Joe Biden confessed. By the way, there's a law that protects him as long as he confesses that he did this before he did it. They actually can't charge him with a crime. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But we have all this evidence that this has been going on, but yet nobody wants to pick this up and actually act as if this is real. And so how bad is the corruption? I mean, we're talking about I'm talking about from the judicial part of it. I'm talking about the legislative part of it, and I'm talking about the administrative part, but all the way down through the corporations who then support this as well, because it's all money driven. It's selfish driven. It's driven on their agendas. And it's not something brand new that happened just since year 2000. They've been doing this, but it got easier when we brought in electronics.
And I would add, it goes down all the way to the Tea Party and people who were paid off by the Soros Network to push national popular vote in Georgia.
Right.
The takedown of America was allowed to happen because the parties failed us, both Republican and Democrat. The Tea Party people who were involved in pushing the national popular vote with the, by the way, Senate president, now head of the Republican Party in Georgia, championed the bill for the Soros Network. Can't make that up. So you've got a situation where Georgia's completely corrupt and lost their mind.
Right.
The people know that something is wrong. Wisconsin betrayed America with Reince Priebus and Paul Ryan and Speaker Voss. So if anyone thinks they're going to do anything for good, forget it. They're part of the deep state. Right. And the deep state answers to the actual shadow government. So that is where the problem good.
Right. Well, and that's very specific right there. Now think about that. It's the tainting, right? It's the touch. It's the little things. It's not the Thor hammer that comes into, you know, and boom, boom, boom. It's the little touches. It's the little manipulations, and it's the little manipulations cause a tsunami of effect that people don't realize. When you have those little touches, those little tainted thises and thats, when people, you know, like, oh, well, we know we got, you know, we got you kicking the dog. Well, we're going to publish the pictures about you kicking the dog. People fear things about being exposed in that way, but that's also what they do to people like me and you. They came after me. They wrote all kinds of news articles about me. They did, you know, the news came out and did, you know, tried to do interviews and different things. But the problem is they try to tear you down. If you don't go along to get along, then they're going to tear you apart. And so they use the manipulation of, you know, oh, this and that and the other thing, all these shiny objects. And if they fear you, they're really going to come after you. And they came after me hard. They came after me unbelievably hard. But they're, right. And that's what they're doing with you as well. And it's not like you just got in this fight. I got in the fight. The first time I really saw election fraud was 2014, but it didn't affect me. And I say it didn't affect me. I just put my hat in the ring because I was just trying to give the guy an opponent. I just didn't think he should just run unencumbered, right? I wanted somebody to be there. So, but the one I really ran in 2016, and I saw the manipulation, I saw the fraud, and then I had the people walking up to me and saying, you know, the people who make the decisions on who gets elected, you know, they have guaranteed you will never win an election in this state, you know, and I had very specific people come up to me, you know, oh, your phone is tapped. They told me exactly what they were doing. And I honestly really didn't believe them because I couldn't believe something as nefarious as that. And I was being naive then, but something as nefarious that is really occurring in our country. This is America. We don't do that. You know, that happens in Afghanistan or Iraq or in China, but not in America. And that's the sad part, is we had our guard down and we weren't paying attention. We thought everything was good. And this is where they've entrenched themselves the deepest.
Absolutely. And I will tell you, I had the great honor of being on the cover of the Washington Post, where they tried to annihilate myself and one of our sources. Problem is, we had many sources. And as one reporter who's interviewed me many times and actually did FOIA requests to the State Department about one of the data points I gave about an individual named Stefano Serafini and his role in stealing the election and his coordination with the State Department and CIA, he happens to be the same guy who moved Joseph Mifsud out of Italy over to England. So the Russia collusion is and we have this reporter said to me, you know, in all the newspapers that came after you, none of them could tear you down. Your 30 years of a record that is your track record is spotless.
Right.
They can't touch you. And that was a great point he had, that there is nothing on me. So they try to invent or go after my sources, but it doesn't matter because we know the truth and we're coming for them.
And isn't that crazy that it's like, Okay, so that's what they, I mean, that was their thing, right? Oh, this or that. I mean, this is, for me, they just called me a drug dealer. You know, they didn't, I mean, that was their big thing, is to call me a drug dealer. Well, here in the Midwest, I mean, obviously that's, I guess that's the hangable offense around here. But that's what they do. They disparage you and then just keep going and going and going, because if you don't go away, then they're going to come after something else. They're going to come after something else. And well, for me, and then they just started depleting my resources and my ability to do anything. But that's the world we live in, right? Why is it that it can't, I mean, and this is the biggest gaslighting we've all lived through. It's a free and fair press. They can say anything they want. They're not encumbered at all by the government. But while the government is feeding them the information and they're doing what the government wants them to, it's not free and fair. We're just being told it's free and fair, so we believe it, you know, that it has validity. In reality, it's been propaganda the whole time.
It is propaganda. And now that we understand more about the Global Engagement Center at the State Department, a lot of people should be outraged with where their tax dollars have gone. To understand how the shadow government works, where they orchestrate with consultants, these billionaires, the plutocracy that Biden mentioned yesterday in his talk, in his Q&A, where Xi said, oh, the plutocrats are going to be easily taking over and doing everything, and Biden commenting about the next 10 years being really dramatic for the United States. Well, of course it is, because the plutocrats have taken over. And he basically admitted there's a shadow government in his talk yesterday. And if we did have a press that was worth their salt, and if I was a family member of any of them, I can guarantee you I would be thoroughly embarrassed, right? And I would be on their case to go ask the real questions. Biden needs to release the tapes with Xi, where they talk about the plutocracy, because right, that is exactly what we have.
But isn't that what they did with the Ukrainian call with Trump, that we need to hurry and get that released? I mean, and this is the kind of stuff that, why aren't we getting more transparency? And why is it him and Xi Jinping are not, anyway, we know what's really going on there. Hey, like, do you want me to play these clips for you that you sent me?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so are they in order?
Not sure, but go ahead and hit us with the first one.
Okay, we'll check the volume here too. Come on.
It's been in the most timely way. So I'm sure that there are those who are saying that why didn't Biden push John Lewis' bill as hard as he pushed it the last month? Why didn't he push it 6 months ago as hard as he did now? The fact is that there is
this guy.
This is it, right here.
There's a timing that is not of one's own choice. It's somewhat dictated by events that are happening in country and around the world as to what the focus is.
Wow.
Okay, Jim, that is the most important thing that happened yesterday. He admits that there is someone else in charge. It is the shadow government. That is how it works. Every 15 minutes, they do geopolitical contracting out of the databanks and everything that they're using in the platforms in Africa. And he slipped and literally told the truth. Oh my gosh. I couldn't believe it.
But that's what dementia patients will do. Dementia patients will tell you what's ever in their mind. They're not screwing up. I mean, that's just whatever's in their minds, what come out, it just comes right out. So, all right. So I'll play the second clip here.
I'm not saying it's going to be legit.
He's not saying the election is going to be legit.
I'm not saying it's going to be legit.
Wow.
The election isn't going to be legit, because he knows it's not, because they already have been stealing the election, including his. He was not duly elected.
See, right there, that is that. Anyway, Mr. Dementia doesn't do. And again, I have relations that have dementia and stuff like that. And I've been faced with it very much, you know, right in my face. Marge has it. And she's in, you know, care now. And the problem is that for 15 years, she's had it now. So you see the decline, right? The steady decline. And you're seeing this guy. I mean, you talk about a sock puppet. I mean, he is absolutely not in control of anything. And it's just sad. I think it's elderly abuse. No matter how much I hate the guy, I still think someone should be held accountable for treating this guy this way. So this third clip, we'll go ahead and play that one.
Tell me when.
Okay.
Yes?
It's going to take a sec.
Okay.
This is a real test. Whether or not my counterpart in China is right or not when he says autocracies are the only thing that are going to prevail because democracies take too long to make decisions and countries are too divided. I believe we're going through one of those inflection points in history that occurs every several generations or even more than that, even more time than that, where things are changing almost regardless of any particular policy. The world's changing in big ways. We're going to see, if you heard me say this before, we're going to see more change in the next 10 years, we've seen in the last 50 years, because of technology, because of fundamental alterations in alliances that are occurring, not because of any one individual, just because of the nature of things.
Right.
And so I think you're going to see an awful lot of transition. And the question is, can we keep up with it? Can we maintain the democratic institutions that we have, not just here, but around the world, to be able to generate democratic consensus on how to proceed? It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, but it requires leadership to do it. And I'm not giving up on the prospect of being able to do that. Thank you.
By him saying democracy over and over again is a telltale sign that he does not understand what a republic is. And the fact that he keeps using democracy is what they want because that's a form of communism.
Yeah. Well, it's even further than that. It is a plutocracy now. And he's basically admitting that this is going to be the toughest 10 years. Can we even keep a democracy, which many people wanted America to fall and no longer be a republic? So we fell. We are no longer in control of our government. The plutocrats are in charge. We know it's Bezos, Bloomberg, Buffett, Munger, Soros, and Gates are six of the names we've been given of the 38 shadow government members. So
this is the one world government then?
It is the one world government. And it's happening, Jim, right before our eyes. And until the American congressmen come clean with the goods that they have on them to remove the noose from around their neck, and they say if they've had affairs, say if they took a stock tip, we don't care. Saving America is what we care about. We are Christians. We believe in forgiveness. We believe in punishment, but we believe in forgiveness. And the sooner they come forward, come clean, we can show them that the deep state is just one piece. The shadow government above them actually has control of the White House and has for decades. The very same attorney for Barack Obama was the same attorney for George W. Bush.
Wow. And see, that's the part where I think we get so confused and so tied up in our daily lives. They got us on the hamster wheel of debt. They've got us out there running like a bunch of idiots. And that's why we can't pay attention to what they're really doing, right? It's always this other shiny object, 9/11, oh, Afghanistan, bin Laden, all these things. That about the time we start paying attention to them, they give us something else to run to. And shame on us. You know, they got us in there paying attention to the sports. They got us paying attention to the schools. They got all the stuff that while they're destroying us, we're not paying attention.
And Russia. I think yesterday was really a tactic all about Russia and Ukraine, because China is basically ordering on behalf of the shadow government, their big goal is to take down Russia. And so they can use Biden because he's their puppet. So the whole sham story of the invasion into Ukraine, that story, although it may be true, is not the big story of the day or the year or for the entire world. Right. It is that there is a shadow government and they don't want you to know it. They don't want you to know there's these plutocrats, these wealthy individuals who have taken over and used data banks to blackmail elected officials and global world leaders, as well as CEOs of pharmaceutical companies all the way to media companies.
Right.
So for the puppets, the employees down line, you are literally taking orders from someone who is being blackmailed. Congratulations. Yep. It's your choice if you choose to work there and if you choose to be subservient for an evil plot.
Yeah. And that's a situation where I don't think everybody's picking this up. I mean, it is so sad that a lot of this is a slap in the face. But again, I think they tell it. I think they've been telling us all along. I my statement here is I continue to say this, and I'll continue to repeat this until someone can find a way to disprove this. The statement is all movies are documentaries. They've been telling us about the fall of the White House. They've been telling us about the Matrix. They've been telling us about our foods. They've been telling us about all the things they've been doing to us, but they've been putting it in movies. And I actually asked this question: in your purchase of a movie ticket, is there actually is there a terms of agreement in a movie ticket? Because there is legitimately, there's some small writing, there's some small character effects. And so in what way do we actually, are we giving over, or are we complying or saying, by me purchasing this ticket and watching this, that I am anything I see in this, I approve? Does that make sense? Like, I wonder if so much of this they've been trying to cover their tail, and they've been doing it right, by using corporate law and universal commercial codes and different things like that to be able to manipulate us and to move us in certain directions. And because they called it entertainment, we went and watched it. And we got along, oh, look, it's a funny movie. Ooh, it's scary. Ooh, it's this, it's that. And they've been allowed to be able to rewrite history and rewrite things, but we gave into it. When we gave that money over, we signed a contract that says we comply with or give into. And the same thing with the vaccine, same thing with all this other stuff. I mean, again, we don't read the fine print, right? We just agree to terms and move on, because we don't want to read the 25 pages or 30 pages of crap they sent us, right? So what's really been in that, and how much have they just really, I mean, because of our own laziness, right? Like, again, we're so busy, I got to hurry and get here. Oh, I got to hurry and get there. I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired. Well, let me put some more crap in this guy's food so he's more tired. And then he goes to work and works harder, and he's still tired, and he never gets ahead. And by the whole time, they're just selling us down the river for a few people.
You know, my IT team taught me many great things. And one of them is to really focus and hunker down. When they're building a product, they're doing jam sessions all through the night. They all rotate who's sleeping on the couch and getting a couple hours of sleep, and then back at coding. And right, that fight, that drive and momentum for building a product is so beautiful in America, of how this entrepreneurial spirit is in Americans. But I will tell you, that same drive and spirit needs to be in Americans to save their country. Yeah. And I would tell you that worse than the contracts is that the American public are actually funding Hollywood and many of these entities that are being done to dismantle their children, the educational system, the crime, to increase crime, to cause the economic problems, to cause the problems at the border, to decrease jobs, to have the healthcare cabal mess. The election fraud was funded with our dollars. And they continue to have strife in foreign countries, which absolutely needs full investigation. We're at the point, Jim, we're at war. And we have to treat it like a war. I don't go get my nails done very often at all. And I don't care. I don't care. It is a situation where I'm lucky to make a meal for my husband. And, you know, we work every day, all night, until we solve this crime of, it's beyond crime of a century.
Right.
It's that now we have this institutional takedown and structure where the media cannot even ask the right questions to show how culpable the elected officials are and the people inside of our government. And so the family members of those people are going to have to really come clean and tell on their other family members. They're going to have to convince their family members to come clean. We need the congressional members to stop treating this like a club, right? Because the longer they stay silent, they're culpable. And I look forward to coming to Kansas, because I have a little surprise question or two for the end of my testimony on February 1st. So I hope I'm able to testify on February 1st.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be important, that we all understand that the ball is still moving. But yet so much of us, again, we go back to sleep, we go back to work, we go back to our daily grind, we go back to, being mad about the mask and being mad about the jab, being mad about this, watching inflation go out of control. People say, inflation's up 5%. You guys understand that that's inflation that's compounded monthly. We don't even compound our knowledge generation to generation, but yet we're ignoring the fact that inflation is compounded by month. Month after month, it's 5% inflation this month on top of the 5% last month. We're not paying attention because they got us on the hamster wheel. They got us chasing down all the wrong things because we're so busy with that. Guys, I'm seeing right now, there's been times I've talked about making sure to have yourself, you know, assets and this and that. And what I'm worried about is the door-to-door confiscation that will try to occur in the coming months. I would say within the end of this year, if through the financial collapse, because now all of a sudden, just yesterday, Boris over in England said that they're not going to push any more mandates. They're not going to push any more vaccine mandates. They're not going to push for any more vaccine cards. They're not going to push for any more masks. All of a sudden, the entire country of England, no more, full stop. Why? Why is it you've been pushing and pushing and pushing with your celebrity endorsements and all this other stuff and ignoring the election stuff? What are you doing? But by the way, inflation is out of control. So what are you going into? The financial reset? And that's what I see this being. I'm worried that the fact that we're going to be, they've got such control of everything. They want the financial reset. They want the financial destruction, again, to keep us from actually holding them accountable. And I don't think we realize that.
You nailed it, because he not only had met previously with Gates, and Gates gave him something like $400 million for a green energy program. He just met with Schwab. Need I say more? So Klaus Schwab and Boris Johnson meet recently. So Wow. Do we deserve to know what they met about? Yeah. Absolutely, we do. So you, young man, you are spot on.
Yeah. I just, the sad part is I don't want to be this accurate. I don't want, and again, if even half of my statement's accurate, that's terrifying at best. But yet we're running around and we're going, oh, you know, I gotta make sure and watch football, or I gotta make sure we're at the basketball, and oh, I gotta do, guys, we're being distracted again. They're trying to let you think you're going back to normal while they're manipulating your currency and doing those other things. And again, your elections were the entire thing. It was the one thing that you had a finger on the scale. You were able to manipulate and control where you wanted your country to go, where you wanted your students to be taught, where you wanted your county to go, where you wanted your state to go. We could do that. We could manipulate that by putting our vote in there. We can manipulate the scale by saying we want this person or we want that person. We can put it where we wanted. But the problem is when they took that voice away from us, and we didn't pay attention to it. That's on us. And we need to be proactive.
We thought we could trust our elected officials, and we have discovered that many of them have succumbed. Some of them are beholden to the military-industrial complex, some of them to the deep state. Some of them just stay quiet because they don't want to narc on their fellow brethren in the club.
Right.
And that's wrong.
The cool kids club. I call it the cool kids club. And that's what I ran up against in my election. See, again, I'm talking from very, very personal experience, where I watched through people that were in my social club, people that I knew from work, that I was a private contractor for the DOD, the Department of Defense, for 17 years, so I had a very high-level security clearance. So I have now seen the touch from people at work within the DOD. I've seen people within my social group. I've seen the people in the politics. I've seen my own friends. I've seen people that were very, very close to me do their little touch and be effective in actually destroying me. And yet, when we sit around and we talk about this, we don't really realize that these people can do this, but then there's the public servants, okay? And that is not a misnomer. That's not somebody trying to exaggerate terms. We do pay their salary. They are our employee. They are our servant. They actually, as an elected servant, have less constitutional rights than the average citizen does, because they're put into servitude. They're put in under us outside of the Constitution. And people don't realize that, and this is what I quote, if I get a chance to testify, which I said I wanted 3 minutes, and all I'm going to do, and very simply say, in the Kansas Constitution, that is very similar to all the other constitutions in the United States, all state constitutions supersede the federal government. And in the Bill of Rights, Article 2, and I could do this by memory, all political power is inherent in the people. All free governments are founded on their authority. And that's it, full stop. And then I was going to also put in there that no body or judicial system, nobody in the judicial system, no body meaning that in the different legislators and those kind of things, cannot give themselves any type of immunity or special privileges. It says it in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights. And I want to make sure I want those three things said, that all political power is inherent in the people, all free governments are founded on their power, and that you guys can't give yourself special privileges or immunity. It says it in the Constitution, full stop, and you are our servants. And that's all I want to say. That's it. That's all I want to, I mean, it probably take me 1 minute to say that, but it needs to be said.
Yeah, I actually take the third bullet. I think you're dead on that. They have been giving themselves special.
Oh, they absolutely have. Oh, that's why they get those little buttons. That's why they have little cards. So when they get pulled over, they can show the little card and the cops let them go. That's a special privilege. If you could be speeding on your way to session, quote unquote, and get out of a speeding ticket or not be prosecuted while they're in session, that's a special privilege.
We have far worse in Georgia with what happened with the Speaker of the House there, where he was able to block, tragically, trials of potential pedophiles for 14 years.
No way.
And many people never got prosecuted and never, no fair and speedy trial. These poor victims, the AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, tracked down one of the guys. The prosecutor said, oh, we couldn't find the guy. Oh, he was right there, still in the county. He's now an adult, same name, still in the county. Wow. And, oh, we couldn't find him. He goes, they didn't even try. I'm still here.
Imagine if we had real reporters. Imagine what this world would be like. I mean, I understand I'm quote unquote, I'm not now a citizen journalist or whatever you want to call it. But the sad part of it is that where are these supposed journalists that are out there doing these hit pieces? They're never really at the scene. They're really never investigating anything. They're just pulling stuff off of whoever gave them a little piece in their ear, like, oh, you want me to run one on John? Okay, I'll write one on John. All right. And they just make up some imaginary crap and print it. And there's so many lemmings that believe whatever the Washington Post or the New York Times or CNN says that they just run to it. I watched Don Lemon and that guy, Rachel Maddow, and the other one. I watched these three talk about Joe Biden's, the potato in chief. I watched them talk about his speech last week. So it would have been Monday night or Tuesday night. And they're like, well, what Joe Biden was saying, what he was really trying to say, they all did it. All three of them, almost verbatim. That guy, Rachel was going, what he was saying. And I'm like, wow, you have to over explain what Joe. But then when they played his clip of the speech, they edited it. It sounded intelligible. It actually sounded like, oh, well, okay. So what I saw as a live feed was completely different than what they showed on CNN and MSNBC and on the other. So that's the problem is that the reporters aren't doing their job because they're a part of the machine. I mean, again, we have this situation where it's like, guys, why can't we just tell the truth? What's wrong? Why can't we bring the truth back into style?
You know, it's interesting because some of them do not know exactly how nefarious the plan is. And you have to think with the psyops, you know, what do people know? What don't they know? What were they brainwashed to believe? And so it makes it challenging to fix it. And once some of the shadow government staff, the consultants, found out that they were planning a depopulation move and that everybody was in sync, unanimous for this depopulation move, I thought to myself, wow, you know, where are the congressional hearings or even state legislative hearings about what is out there that Bill Gates has said and the others have said on depopulation? And shouldn't there be hearings about, hey, global warming and green energy and the cows are emitting too much gas? All that is orchestrated and packaged. They just started piecemealing parts out. So why are the legislatures not stepping up? And it's probably because there's never been a lobbyist for the American people. And that's what we're standing for. We're coming up saying, we're going to be the voice of the people. We're going to come after all the elected officials until they start coming clean and doing the right investigations, ask the right questions. Because until you understand the exact infrastructure, how it functions, who they bought off, how the money of the United States government citizens was used and weaponized within government against them, how they continue to overtax, how they actually manipulate the money through the Bank of International Settlement, not even through the Fed and through the United States government. Right. I mean, this is all mind-blowing that America is kept so stupid. They literally suppress all of this so nobody knows the truth.
Yeah, the subsets of banking and all that stuff that's way outside of our realm of understanding. Just like, okay, and this is something I try to explain to people about the stock market. If you go into the stock market and you make 10% on your money, you're making 10% on your fellow man. You're not making 10% on the market. You're not making 10% on Schwab. You're not making 10% on Neiman Brothers. You are making 10% on the losers of your fellow man because they're not losing. They're the house. They're playing the game. You come in there, you think you're throwing your chips on there, and it's all free and fair. Oh, we're all equal. No, they're getting theirs the entire time. That's why you – and then like, oh, well, there's just a 1% exchange fee for this, 1% – guys, it's a true manipulation, no different than every poker hand you play at a casino. The house takes a rake out of every hand, and people don't pay attention to it because their dealer just does it real slight. Oh, it's only $5 a hand. It's only $10, you know, 5% of the hand. But when you're winning, you know, money, you're like, oh, okay, take your money. You don't pay attention to it, but that's how they do it. They chip away at you real slow. So real quick on a couple of things, we have no time limit on this, but what are some of the things that really people, I mean, I was actually talking with Missy and all those guys, and we're talking about, you know, finding out about this, this 403C or 503CB or whatever it is, or what it's a charity that actually does, intelligence and security monitoring for all of the boxes. And it's a contract that literally they're getting moment by moment data from all the boxes 24 hours a day, 375 days a year, not just during election systems. So how are they getting that data if someone's not downloading it? And how are they able to catch that and capture that if it supposedly doesn't have a telecard in it and has all these other things? What are some of the things that you're seeing that's coming to light? And so this is, you know, you haven't stopped working. So what are some of this new stuff coming out right now?
Well, I'm super excited about my visit in Arizona and the meetings I've had and discussions, and certainly very excited about what's happening and coming. I believe that Arizona is going to help save America. I believe Kansas can help save us from the shadow government, and that's a little different.
Right.
So yes, Arizona can show the fraud of the election system. They can put Stacey Abrams in jail, was a quote that I was told. And
oh, yeah, I saw that evidence while I was out there, by the way. I got a chance to see that, and I was like, yeah. I mean, it's like, but again, if we have failure to prosecute, then even we can have all the evidence in the world, but if we don't have the right prosecutors in the right place, I mean, what does all this really mean, right?
Which is why Kansas comes into play.
Right.
Kansas is in a very unique position. They were not a state that everyone was paying attention to. They weren't concerned about. They have politicians from Kansas that are in power positions that could be called in to do certain activities to actually, if held accountable, could change everything.
Right.
So we don't want to tip our hand in advance, but I will tell you that I'm ready
right.
to let Kansas know how there are people in there that are either going to betray them or they're going to come clean and fix things. Their choice.
And see that right there. I mean, and this is where you know, I've been doing this. I wrote the affidavit, and then I've had people attack me about the affidavit. I had people that are pro affidavit and then attack the fact that, you know, why aren't you doing this or why aren't you doing, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm trying, you know, and I'm doing this, I'm doing my speeches and I'm doing the, you know, doing all the different things and putting myself out there. And so many times I just feel like I've been in there. I'm just, you know, punching from every direction, trying to keep myself safe, trying to keep myself sane. And then, you know, I ran into some people in Arizona, was able to talk to them. And we had some very specific conversations, and it was like, okay, all right, cool. Okay, so I'm not doing this for nothing. You know, I feel like, you know, when you feel like you're the only guy, you know, trying to hold back all the water, you know, you wonder sometimes if it's, you have that relief coming, right? But here's the biggest thing, and I think we all forget this, is we have to do this together. We absolutely have to bind together and be there at the right time.
Absolutely. And we have to remember that God's got this. I mean, he has opened so many doors. Things have happened just miraculously to help us at Nations in Action. And I can tell you, Jim, there is a movement. You can feel the momentum just gaining where America is now awake. They know Joe Biden isn't in charge. They know he didn't win the election. They know Kamala Harris is hiding a lot of things. They know Barack Obama isn't clean. They know Hillary should have gone to jail. Anyone who handled one of those documents the way she handled 30,000 of them, along with Huma Abedin and her ex-husband. Right. You see this injustice, the scales have tipped. There's not equal justice under the law for the shadow government and deep state. And right. That is where Chris Wray has to try to right the ship. I don't know how Merrick Garland will come out in this. You know, it's his decision. I imagine he can't betray them now that he got there as AG. So he's in a tough predicament and he's still keeping in line. But once they start to figure out what many of the shadow government consultants found out, they were not willing to go. It's fine with them on some of them of going after, you know, these geopolitical agreements, creating wars, you know, causing vaccines, whatever. But mass depopulation was just too far for many of them. And right. That is what changed everything. And that's what we have to put on the heads of every single government official, because that's really what's at stake is did we get taken over for a plot for depopulation and one world government?
Right.
And it's America's already fallen. So congratulations, they won. Can we get it back? Yes, because we have God on our side. And right. That's the thing, or we're on God's side, I should say. So we've got that covered.
Yeah. But think about that. It's not going to be a flick of a light switch where it just all goes away. Evil's not going to go away quietly. They're not like, hey guys, you won. Thanks for playing. We're going to leave now. They're not going to stop. Even if we start to gain momentum, we can't stop the fight. We have to, to our last breath, whatever that breath is, whether it's at the, you know, a long, you know, life and old age, or it's in the next couple of days, until our last breath, we have to fight every single day for freedom, because freedom is not coming for free. No one's walking around with a big bucket of freedom going, hey, man, you want some extra freedom? They're not doing that. And we have to fight for those freedoms.
I would say one thing to understand, one of our sources has been very clear about owning data banks. These are data banks that have the intel and information that show the dirty skeletons of these elected officials, CEOs of companies and media outlets. He is not allowing the bad guys to use those data banks from what he says. Now, I can tell you from the glimpse I've gotten into documents, into the infrastructure and how the whole thing works, it's very fascinating to me because I already knew that it was very easy to get dirt on politicians.
Right.
What I didn't realize is that the shadow government was losing control of data banks and the ability to use the leverage. So now that the noose is kind of being taken off their neck and someone else is holding the cards,
right.
It's my hope that people will now realize they're free, but they're not free until they actually come clean and help turn things around. So we're starting to see a change. I don't know if they did it to Boris, if that's why he changed.
Right.
And so they did tell me they would be releasing things and we would see differences in how COVID is being treated.
Right. And it was so like, I wish the guy, I don't know, do they not own, is there something in England where I don't know, they don't own Combs? Or is this just, how is it their president looks like he just gets out of bed every day or just pulled his stocking cap off? Anyway, but he was talking. He did not want to look at the camera for some reason. He really, truly just kept looking down. And it's almost if he was ashamed or he was like in fear. I don't know. He just didn't seem like himself. But the idea that he, but the whole chamber erupted with cheer. They all cheered for it. Yeah. It's like, so obviously, you know, there was a lot of people that wanted that. So again, what are we seeing, right? But again, it's, are they going to come out from it? Again, we'll deal with your parking tickets later. Let's worry about the treason now, right? Let's get the treason straight. Let's figure this out. And, you know, maybe some deals can be made. But I think, I talked about this in my case, the people that have come out, you know, I know a couple of them turned state's evidence against each other already. You know, they flipped on each other. But, you know, those who get to the trough first, who tell the truth first, tend to get a better deal. You know, so maybe that's what we need to, that's the carrot and the stick we need to give them. Is like, hey, you know, the first one to come out is going to probably get a pretty good deal. So if you hurry up, you know, come on out, tell us what's going on.
It's actually probably safest for those that come out first, safest for their families, safest for their reputation. You know, you can get forgiven, but when you hide it and then other people divulge your sins, that's just so cowardly that then they've got you forever. You can't recover well from that.
Yeah. And that in itself, I mean, again, it's just, what if we hadn't have been screwing up and doing those bad things, maybe we wouldn't have to worry about who gets to the trough first, right? So again, let's just do it right and not be those people going into this whole thing. It's a sad deal. I mean, again, and I get it. And I talk about selflessness over selfishness. And I could define anybody's actions by, you know, these politicians and these different people, like, okay, why are you doing this? What are you putting in place? Like this whole, what is this bill they put out, this new voter integrity bill or voter rights bill that they were trying to push through? There's nothing in there about voter right. I mean, there's nothing makes the voting better. It's all a bunch of BS.
No, and sadly, they don't talk about what needs to be talked about, all the ways to cheat, all the ways that were used to cheat, and what are they doing in the statute to align all the ways that cheating occurred and that they're changing each code section. And it's kind of fascinating. I'd be curious what people around America would think that if you stole one vote, what does that mean? What is the punishment? Is it a felony conviction? Is it jail time? Is it a fine of $50,000?
Here's the bad part of that is I've heard attorney generals for the state say, well, did it affect the outcome?
Right. And that's stupid land.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. Okay. So I stabbed the guy, but did he die? You know, it's like, well, no, he didn't die. Okay, there's no crime then. Wait, okay, cool. You know, I mean, what? I mean, I thought one vote being stolen was enough for, you know, for any prosecution. But yet,
I have a feeling that discussion can't stay in that lane because, you know, you look at Congressman Tom Price, who is HHS director under Trump, his wife, who was a state representative, was running for re-election and picked up her mom from the nursing home, took her to the polling location in Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
And they showed up and she was told she already voted. Well, nursing homes are known for stealing ballots.
Ballot harvesting. Well, in Kansas, they changed the law. It used to be unlimited ballot harvest where they could go to the nursing homes and get the ballots, supposedly. Well, now it's just 10. It's like, wait, so you allow for ballot harvesting up to 10? Oh, well, up to 10 per person is fine.
No, it shouldn't be allowed.
Then that's a supermajority in Kansas of Republicans going, look what we did. We got it down to where it's just 10. I'm like, well, that's not a victory. No.
If you look at Georgia, they have the most days to go early vote. And they are the most corrupt state. Way to go, team. Republican House, Republican Senate, Republican governor.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? If everyone stopped for a second and said, okay, we want the most secure election. Right. That is not the discussion they're having. They are falling victim to being on the defense of a narrative that is intentionally designed to steal votes. So you have to start over and go, let's talk cybersecurity. Let's talk infrastructure, ballot security. I can tell you I got my start. I was on the recount team in 2000, sent and deployed down to Florida, to Palm Beach, Florida. Right. I was sent to Fernandina Beach when the Supreme Court ruled and I was about to touch the ballots and they're screaming, "Don't touch the ballots." It was historic. A moment I will never forget in all my life. I had dangling, hangling, pimpled, dimpled, you know, the chads,
right?
And I actually had the chad that was put in backwards, blocking the vote for Bush. And that was me. And I was on national news, international news.
Right.
And so you fast forward to 2 years ago, and I'm in Broward County, Florida, where Brenda Snipes had her army legion of people cultivating as many votes as they could, which helped Nikki Fried win the ag race when she never would have won it because they were holding your ballots while you voted.
Yeah.
Holding them.
Yeah.
Saying, here you go, vote here, 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 here.
So let me, okay, so let me go with this. Okay, a couple of different things. This is where I think we lose the value of everything in our life. One, if you steal $100,000 Mercedes or a Lamborghini, the cops go, okay, what color was it? What's the VIN number? Where was it stolen? Okay, thank you. If you go down to a bank and you steal $1,200 from a bank, they'll send a helicopter, the FBI, Secret Service, the Treasury agents, the county mounties after you, the whole thing, right? But yet we have an election system that is so fraudulent that they're like, well, we have like fraud light here, so we don't really worry about it. It's just, it's a light fraud. It's not a big fraud. It's not a heavy fraud. It's a light fraud. So it's like, oh my gosh. But what is the one places that, you know, we all go to the, we've all been to these places, maybe some haven't, but there's casinos, right? And what are casinos really good at? They're really good at watching people manipulate currency, manipulate cards, do all this different stuff. How is it that a casino is able to tell if you've marked a card, bent a card, manipulated a card? All these cameras are all on these blackjack tables, poker tables, all this other stuff. They have all this technology, but yet we can't just do a simple paper count of 1,200 ballots per precinct. Oh, it's just too much work, Jim. We gotta have the electronic thingies because we're just so damn lazy. We can't do 1,100 or 1,200 count on election night. Are you kidding me? But yet we have these camera systems that can tell us if it's real paper. We can tell us whether it's real ink. We can tell them, you know, all this stuff, right? But we're not using any of this technology. We're just using these boxes that have IP addresses that have caches in them. Caches is where the data is collected into a little memory file. And then that cache then has that and it says, okay. And I read the code. I read the code. It says, you know, the cache such and such goes to IP address this and such and such. So all this information is going in this cache. And then when it's connected to the internet, it goes to this IP address. Well, who's that IP address? And why is this cache happening? Again, if it's just a tabulation machine, like a calculator watch, why does it need iOS updates every 6 months? Why does it need to be certified if it's just counting ballots? But why can't we have a camera system that's actually legitimate? It doesn't have your address or who you are on there, but yet we can in real time go back and review the votes one at a time, just like they do in Vegas, just like they, I mean, why have we ran away from something that's so simple? We keep trying to say, no, it needs to be this, but that's where it's ripe with fraud.
You say run away. I would argue that it was a calculated effort to take down America. They removed cameras from the polling place. The very thing when they're pushing cameras on law enforcement,
right?
But yet you can't do body cams on election workers. What the heck? So there, this reverse plan to work in their favor of their cabal of wanting the takedown of America is pathetic. And for legislators to be worried that they're going to be called racists or they're going to be, you know, attacked in the inner city, shameful.
Yeah.
You're American.
Yeah.
You lead. We put you there to lead. And so I think that, you know, the voters have a right to demand leadership. And the problem with current day infrastructure of leadership of the caucuses being beholden to the plutocrats, the billionaires, as well as the chambers, which is the billionaires.
Right.
That is the downfall of the parties. And the parties allowed that to happen, and they need to regain control. And we're going to be putting together a kit for everyone to go after both the legislatures as well as the government employees and the media and the parties.
Is it reformation when you allow for people to come in and admit their wrongs before we come after them? Is that what a reformation is, or it's not reparation, but reformation? Like, basically, right. It's almost like a time, like, you know what, guys, you know what, if you guys come in here in the next, I'm going to give you to the end of January, and everybody who comes clean with all their stuff, we're going to let it go. You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of like that, you know, it gives you that little window of coming back and let's clean up everything and let's just be real super honest about everything. I mean, I don't know what kind of deal it's going to take for these people to actually do this. But I mean, again, if we the people can't stand up for those that come forward as whistleblowers or those that want to be honest, I mean, we wonder why we're getting pushed around. Well, because we're not willing to stand up. We are the answer. We the people have always been the answer.
Absolutely. And we have to ask those people to come clean, and we have to give forgiveness. And I think it's important for people to understand it is untenable in today's political climate when you get elected. You get hoodwinked into something. You don't realize you slipped into something. It's, you know, the frog in the pot, and they just start turning up the heat slowly but surely. You know, or they trap you. Entrapment is a very big deal by elected officials at very high levels. I hope that there is a day that the Republican and Democratic Party show who they really should be.
Right.
It's not who they are today, but who they should be when they call on their full leadership to resign. Because there's no doubt in my mind, Mitch McConnell is no different than Nancy Pelosi, is no different than Kevin McCarthy or Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
So until they eliminate the entire upper echelon, and until we out the lobby law firms and the corruption there, I think we are stuck. And so it is a massive lift. But I do believe it's the day of reckoning is coming. These people with the data banks, you know, I look now at Julian Assange and what's been happening, and you have to go, holy mackerel, between he and Snowden, maybe they were trying to sound alarms about what our government was doing. And now you look at where we are, and I'm praying that these people from the shadow government that own the data banks, that they let it rip. So that day, Jim, to your point, may very well be coming, and it could get very ugly for everyone in politics in America.
Well, that'd be great, though. I mean, the thing is ugly. Well, it's going to be painful, but at least we get it. You know, we can try to let's start some fresh, right? Let's get through this. Let's get to a better start. Let's get to a better place. We don't have to be here, and that to me is a sad, sad deal that we're not paying attention to. If we just go ahead and just start telling the truth about this stuff, we can get past it. We really can. We're big boys. It'll hurt a little bit, but we can get past this.
They always say, rip the Band-Aid off, and the quicker you do it, the easier it is to deal with the pain. And that's what a lot of people are missing. I think they're still hiding in the shadows and thinking they can get away with it.
Yeah.
But something's different this year. You can really feel a momentum of things changing.
Well, and I think we're seeing the death throes of an animal, and it's most vicious as it's dying. And there'll be some more collateral damage. There'll be some unintended consequences. But I think always in the end, I say, hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise you. I always say that. It's like, you know, don't give in, guys. Don't give in to these guys. Just hold fast. Stay here. You know, we can do this. And it's what we need to do going forward. So, Maria, anything you want to add before we head out?
Well, I hope everyone will help us continue our mission. I think it's really important that we continue our research. We're going to be divulging a COVID report as well. That'll probably have six segments in it. It's mammoth. It's probably got over 10,000 data points in it, as well as our election fraud report and our shadow government report. So I think it's pretty earth shattering. Unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of bad news about the real state of the union and state of the world, but it is very tragic. And so I will be doing an address on the state of the union that will help prelude that document that'll be coming.
Yeah. Well, and that's great that you're still putting the fight. Anything, I mean, so any donations we go to your website for, is that what we do?
Yes, nationsinaction.org and sign up to volunteer. And then if there are any whistleblowers trying to reach out, info@nationsinaction.org.
Oh, man, that'd be great. That's awesome. Now, I do know that Colby, Kansas, and some other places here in Kansas are, you know, we got a lot of things going on with a lot of neat things that we found out. But then we also have to have prosecutors that are willing to actually move forward to these and pull these cases out into the daylight where they belong. So anyway, I hope all that works out the best way it can. All right. Well, Maria, thank you so much for your time. It's been awesome having you, and it was really great meeting you in Phoenix. It was a great surprise. It was like, oh, hey, you know, so it was great to have you there, and we'll catch up with each other very soon here, obviously, in Topeka coming up on the on February 1st. Anything else before you head out? You got one more chance.
Looking forward to seeing you there and fighting the good fight. And I will remind everyone, it is election time.
Yeah.
And it is very painful on elections, on candidates, when the truth is known and the truth is told and they didn't do their job.
Right.
So we have an innate ability to take candidates out of presidential races all the way down to attorney generals, governors, et cetera. So those that do not participate in Kansas, I will be coming with a message very loud and clear that we know who you are, we know what you do, we know what you didn't do.
Right.
You have a chance to clean it up, but you have a very short window because America has fallen and Kansas can either help save us and save the world.
Yeah.
And it's really up to Kansas.
Yeah, that's fantastic. There you go. So thank you so much for those fine words. Anything you need from me, Maria, you just reach out anytime. So it's been great having you here. So we
look
will talk
forward to
you soon. We'll see you. Yeah. On January or February 1st. We'll see you very soon. Okay.
You bet.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks. Well, that was Maria Zach, and with her doing what she has to do in this fight, again, guys, I don't think you quite understand that she's not doing this kinda. She's not getting around to this once in a while. This is her entire life. This is what she does day in and day out. She lives and breathes this in ways that we haven't even begun to understand and how complicated it really is. So it's not just about, oh, did you get a vote? Okay, well, cool. Well, all right, now we can see you didn't vote. Okay, and that's it. No, it's other things than that. It's the network. It's the spider web of people. It's the influence. It's the effects of those around us. And that is important that we pay attention to those things. All right, guys, my Facebook page, I don't, you know, what's funny is the Jim Price Show Facebook page, my podcast still gets dumped there. So when I publish out the podcast stuff, it actually still goes. But anyway, they're over there dumping whatever. I have some people working on this. There are some people that I'm trying to get that, you know, maybe we can get this back. I don't know. To me, I just look at Facebook as being very disingenuous, being very lackadaisical. I mean, they will hunt down your memes that have words in there that they don't like. They'll put disclaimers on your stuff. They'll shadow ban you. They will, you know, put you in Facebook jail for, you know, 10 days, 30 days, 24 hours for things that they don't like. But yet here we are in a situation where they can see I was hacked. They could see exactly what was done, but yet they're not acting on it. And that's very disingenuous on their part. But anyway, just that's a little update. I'm on CloudHub. I'm going to be focusing on CloudHub more. I really, honestly, guys, if you're not on CloudHub, you're not paying attention to CloudHub, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you. It's where I've got to be. I need you guys to subscribe to Channel 149. I have my own channel over there, Channel 149. The Jim Price Show channel, you can go over there, look on it, click on it. You can get notifications and all that good stuff to it. But I'm on here 4 p.m. Central every day. Very consistent with that. I try to make sure that I'm doing that so that you guys can rely on that. There's other influencers out there. They kind of come, you know, sometime in the evening they post their stuff, or sometime in the evening they go live. I try to be very specific about it so that I can accommodate you guys can accommodate for that. You know that, hey, Jim's going to be there. It's reliable. It's how we do that. And I started doing this 3 years ago. I think it's what we need and our media. I think it's what we need to keep us on track to be the better people. But I'm telling you, I'm being targeted by the multimedias. I'm being targeted by the deep state. I've been telling you guys this over and over again, and it's not stopping. They didn't do one thing and stopped. They continue to chip away and chip away and chip away and chip away. It emotionally gets draining, and we have to do this together. We have to be the right people. and bind together and talk about this. And too many times we run away from things because we're too busy or too this. Well, it's too much of that. Here's a lady, Maria Zach, who's dedicated basically her entire life to this now. And what are we talking about? Oh, well, I'm going to vote next time. No, maybe we need to do more than that. Maybe we need to go ahead and stand up, and maybe it's our time to be the right people at the right time. In the annals of history, when they write this time down, how will we be remembered as the right people? How will we be remembered? What will we be? Will they write crap about us because they won, or will we get to write the history about how brave we were and how honorable we were, and we are the right people at the right time? That's what we got to think about. All right, guys, if you have any questions or comments, jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com is my email. jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com is my email. My website is thejimpriceshow.com. Go over there, sign up for subscriptions, email updates, and those kind of things. Guys, this is where we're at. The fight is right in front of us. I'm a victim of it. I'm showing you what's going on. So please, please understand. If you want to help out with the show, that'd be great. I've got a PayPal link there. I have Cash App, Venmo. You can write a check to the P.O. Box, whatever you want to do. Guys, they're coming after us, and they're coming hard. I do have to make some changes to how I travel. I do have to make some changes on how I can accommodate things in my life, and it's going to have to take support from you guys, because obviously I'm not being sponsored by Big Pharma. You know, that's ABC and NBC and MSNBC and all those guys, CNN. You look at all the Big Pharma commercials on there, well, that tells you exactly who's dictating their policies. Guys, it's us now. It's us. It's me and you, and or you and I. I just got through that. I screwed that up. It's you and I doing this, and we have to do this together. It's the two-man solve, making sure the right information is getting out there. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for your time. If you guys need anything from me, get a hold of me. Remember that 10% you do for your neighbor, your community, your city, county, state, the federal government, the more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. So learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place, wouldn't it? All right, guys. Tomorrow I got Josh Reed from the Red Pill Project will be on. Maria Zach was able to come on today, so I want to bring her on and make sure she got her information out there and talked about what she was talking about. If you guys are paying attention, there was a lot of really cool stuff in there. But anyway, all right, I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.